Let's move on to understanding the inner feeling with which the bhajan should be sung. So let's begin with the first line.
Govinda Krishna Jai, Gopala Krishna Jai, Gopala Bala Bala Radha Krishna Jai.
Here Govinda and Gopala are names by which Lord Krishna is adored. Being born in Mathura to Vasudeva and Devaki, Lord Krishna was brought up by his foster parents, Mother Yashoda and Father Nanda, who belonged to the cowherd clan of Vrindavan. As he grew up, he too, like other boys of his age, played the role of a cowherd boy and tended to cows. He took them for grazing in the pastures and so on. And that is how the name Govinda and Gopala stuck to the Lord. But that is the superficial meaning. Swami says, Gopala can be split into Go, which means cows, and Pala, which means to protect. Baba explains that Go in the names Govinda and Gopala represent the animal tendencies within us. So both these names mean the loving Lord who tends to us and subdues our negative qualities. Swami says, Go also means souls or individuals. So Govinda or Gopala is he who tends the souls, who keeps them away from harm, who encourages them to graze in peace, and who drives them back into the sheds when evening falls on earth. Individual beings too are under the loving care of God, who knows what is good for them and who saves them from ruin. There is another very fascinating explanation for Gopala which Bhagwan explained to Dr. K. Anil Kumar, an alumnus of Bhagwan's university who was a faculty member in the Department of Chemistry for nearly 2 decades. And this happened many years ago in Vrindavan. Let us hear to Mr. Anil Kumar.
That full interview was on telling us about Bhajagovinda, chant the name of Lord, right? And the next interview following that, Swami said, the interview was exclusively on how we should be doing bhajans. Swami said, every time a name is said, understand the meaning, ruminate on the meaning of the name, and do the bhajan with full involvement. And Swami gave example of Gopala. Swami said, Gopala, when you say Gopala, what should you think of? Krishna is one thing, but what is the connotation of Gopala to Lord Krishna or to the divine? Swami said, when a mother cow, it seems when a calf is born, cow, mother cow literally licks off all the placenta that's on the calf, all by herself.
All the initial fluid.
Initial fluid. And then Swami said, when a normal goat can remove so much dirt on its own calf, how much dirt can Gopala remove from you?
Oh my God.
Beautiful, no? Give your mind to me, when Swami said, this is what is he, because he's Gopala. He used to always say this. God is like purity, ocean of purity. So your small impurity will not affect God. Give it to me, he used to tell us. So that ocean, when we say Gopala, it actually, we have to understand,
he is the one who will purify us.
So that is yet another amazing meaning of Gopala. Moving on, Bhagwan has given different interpretations for the name Krishna. Krish means to attract or draw towards, as in Akrishna, which means the power to attract. Krishna attracted through the heart and got himself installed through the divine delight he conferred. Krish also is derived from Krish, which means to cultivate, and therefore in this context, Krishna means the one who removes weeds of negative qualities from the hearts of humans and sows the seeds of positive traits. The word Jai means may victory be too. Bala means child. Radha, one of the greatest devotees of Lord Krishna. Bhagwan always spoke very highly of Radha. On one occasion, Swami said, in order to teach wisdom to people at large, Krishna took Arjuna as an instrument. Just as Arjuna was a medium in this case, Radha was the most suitable instrument in another situation. While through Arjuna, Krishna taught the message of Gita, the wisdom of the Gita. Through Radha, Krishna taught people about the sacred principles of devotion. Radha was absolutely perfect in her love for God and completely devoid of worldly feelings. During the summer course of 1978, Swami said, "When you can surrender your actions and thoughts to Krishna, you will have reached the stage of Radha." Therefore, Radha does not refer only to a woman. Swami said, "Anyone who surrenders himself to Krishna becomes Radha." Radha teaches us that not only should one fill one's head with knowledge and wisdom, our hearts should also be filled with intense love. Radha teaches us how to surrender our sensory organs to Krishna. Radha taught us to fix our attention on the permanent aspect in this ephemeral world. On many occasions, Bhagwan used to play with the word Radha and say how the saga of Radha is a saga of Aradhana. Aradhana ki dhara hai Radha. Radha is the stream of devotion. So in this line, we proclaim victory to the divine child Krishna, who assumed the role of a cowherd during his incarnation, the one who is the ultimate purifier, the one who delights our hearts, the one who removes our negative tendencies, the one who cultivates in us intense love for God. Let's move on to the next line.
Krishna Jai, Krishna Jai, Krishna Jai, Krishna 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 Jai.
We are familiar with all the words in this line, so here we again proclaim victory to the Lord who takes care of the welfare of all beings in this universe at all times. We move on to the third line.
Gopika mala hari pyari mai meera mana vihari madana mohana murali dhare Krishna jai.
Gopika refers to the milkmaids of Gokulam in the Dwapara age. They were rustic and simple but had pure and immense love and devotion for Lord Krishna. During the Krishna Janmashtami discourse of 1963, Bhagwan revealed that according to the Bhagavata, the Gopikas were the demigods who wanted to share in the glory of the Lord during his incarnation as Krishna, and so they came down to the world as witnesses to share in the cosmic sport of the Lord. They came for a purpose. In every gesture and gait of Lord Krishna, they saw only his divine aspect and nothing human. Not only that, they saw everything around them as Krishna. In all that they did, be it their daily chores or the way they dressed. Bhagwan then explained that these simple women wore on their foreheads blue-colored kumkum marks just to remind themselves of Krishna. Swami said that many husbands protested because traditionally red or maroon color is used as kumkum or vermilion, but the Gopikas did not wipe it off as a fear that harm might befall them. Moreover, they did not want to commit such a sacrilege. And at this point, Bhagwan did something wonderful. Even as he had been delivering the discourse, Swami had been pulling out petals of jasmine flowers from the various garlands offered to him. And so, now his hand was filled with these petals. Bhagwan then showered these petals from one palm to another, and these petals fell in a cascade. What sort of a cascade it was? It was a cascade of blue gems. And now Bhagwan said, even the gems the Gopikas preferred were of this type, blue, like Krishna. He then showed the gems to the amazed devotees around him, and they found that each gem had Krishna's form in it. It was so clear and so beautiful. For the Gopikas, Krishna was their very life breath. So pristine was their love that in the Narada Bhakti Sutras, Sage Narada extols the devotion for God as the highest form. He says that the Gopikas always adored Krishna as their beloved, and not for a moment did they forget his divine nature, and that is the reason why they did not commit the sin of unchastity. Narada adds that this is the highest form of love because there is no desire for reciprocity, which is so much present in human love. On another Krishnastami in 1995, Bhagwan explained this unifying feeling that existed between Krishna and the Gopikas.
ఏనాడు ఈ మానవుడు పరిపూర్ణత్వాన్ని చక్కగా గుర్తించుకోగలడో ఆనాడే మన జీవితం పరిపూర్ణమవుతుంది.
The day when man realizes this totality, then his life would be redeemed.
ఆనాటి గోపికలకు ఇదే మార్గాన్ని అనుసరిస్తూ వచ్చారు.
Gopikas also proceed in the same path.
పరిపూర్ణ హృదయులు వారు.
They have got fullness there.
ఏ ఒక్కదానికి కూడా వారు చింతించేటువంటి వారు.
They are not bothered of anything.
ఉద్దవుడు తెచ్చినటువంటి మెసేజ్ ని కూడా తీసుకోలేదు.
They have not accepted the message brought by Uddhava.
నా కన్నుల నిండుకు కృష్ణుని యొక్క చల్లని రూపం కనిపిస్తుంటుండాలి.
ఉద్ధవ వి విజువలైజ్ కృష్ణ విత్ అవర్ ఐస్ ఇన్ ఫుల్.
నా నాలుక నిండు కూడా కృష్ణనామం నాట్యమాడుతుండాలి.
వి ఆల్సో సింగ్ ద గ్లోరీ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్ విత్ అవర్ టంగ్స్.
మా మనసు నిండుకు కృష్ణు యొక్క మధురమైనటువంటి యొక్క దివ్యత్వాన్ని అనుభవిస్తుంటుండాలి.
అవర్ మైండ్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్సెస్ ద డివైన్ బ్లిస్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ.
ఆ మురళినాదమే మా యొక్క కర్ణానందంగా రోలుతున్నాం.
వి లిసన్ టు ద సెలెస్టియల్ సాంగ్ ఆఫ్ ది ఫ్లూట్ అండ్ వి లిసన్ టు
దట్. ఈ పిచ్చి మెసేజ్లు మాకెందుకు?
Why do we need your mad message? We don't want.
Anaga anta sampurnamainatunti yokka paripurnatvanni pondinatunti vaaru.
It only means they had that full faith there.
Inte kaadu ekaatma bhavam vaari endu samruddhiga undetunti.
Not only that, they had this feeling of unity, oneness.
Krishnudu 6 samvatsaralu pillavaadu.
Krishna was 6 years young.
అతను గోపికలతో ఆడుకుంటూ పాడుతూ ఉండేటువంటి వాడు.
దురదృష్టవశాత్తు
భారతీయులు కూడా ఈ సత్యాన్ని గుర్తించుకోలేకపోయి కృష్ణుడు శీలతో ఆడుతూ పాడుతూ ఉన్నాడు అనుకుంటారు. 6 సంవత్సరముల పిల్లవాడు, వీరితో ఆడటం ఏమిటి? తల్లి బిడ్డలు ఆడుకోవటం లేదా? అక్కా చెల్లెళ్ళు ఆడుకోవటం లేదా? అన్నా తమ్ముడు ఆడుకోవటం లేదా? ఈ విధమైనటువంటి యొక్క ఆటల చేతనే, మాటల చేతనే, పాటల చేతనే వారి హృదయాన్ని కరిగించి మెదిలించి కదిలింపజేశాడు.
కృష్ణ When he played with many, even Bharatiyas have not understood properly. Don't you find the mother and the child playing? You don't find the sisters playing like that.
మార్గం ఏమిటి? మనుషులను మార్చలేదు, మనసులను మార్చాడు.
What is that is done by Krishna? Then he didn't change the mankind.
ఈనాడు మనుషులు మారుతున్నాడు కానీ మనసులు మారటం లేదు.
Today man changes but not his mind.
ఏం ప్రయోజనం?
What is the use then?
గుడ్డలు మారితే గుణం మారనక్కర్లేదా?
If you change this, you should also change your quality of life.
కనుకనే నీవు మనిషి మారనక్కలేదు, మనసు మారాలి.
Man need not change, his mind should change.
మనిషి అంటే మనసే.
Man means the mind.
మనసు అంటే సంకల్పములే.
Mind is thought.
కనుకనే మొట్టమొదటి సంకల్పాలు నీవు పవిత్రమైన సంకల్పాలుగా నీవు అభివృద్ధి గావించుకోవాలి.
Therefore we should develop sacred thought.
ఈనాటి సంకల్పములు స్వార్థము స్వప్రయోజనంతో నిండి నిమిడీకృతమై ఉంటున్నాయి.
Today all our thoughts are full of selfishness and self-interest.
కృష్ణుడు కనిపించిన సమయం లోపల
At a time when Krishna Vrindavanamlo
praveshinchi,
he was in Vrindavan.
Gopikalu annintini kuda Krishna roopangane bhavinchetunti varu.
Gopikas viewed Krishna in all forms around.
Idi pushpame, idi latale, deeniki peru undada, leka nalukunda, kannulunda, ivu chudagalava aneetvanti vicharane variki ledu.
They had no any discrimination that these are the creepers with the leaves and the flowers.
Anni bhagavantuni yokka srishtilotivi.
They are all the creation of the
Lord. Trees also can see.
Trees can listen.
చెట్టు కూడాను వినగలవు.
ట్రీస్ కెన్ లిసన్.
పుష్పములు కూడాను వినగలవు.
ఇయర్ ఫ్లవర్స్.
పుష్పములు కూడాను మాట్లాడగలవు.
They can talk.
అనేటువంటి విశ్వాసం వారికి.
That faith they had.
ఎందుకనగా సర్వత పాణిపాదం తత్సర్వతో శిరోముఖం.
The reason is Lord's feet and ears, eyes are spread all over.
అందువల్లనే ఈ పరితాపమును వియోగమును భరించుకోలేక బృందావనంలో ప్రవేశించారు గోపికలు.
Because they could not bear the pangs of separation, Gopikas stepped into Vrindavan.
Adugutunnaru pushpalanu.
They were asking the flowers.
Nallani vaadu padmanayanambulavaadu kruparasambu pai challedi vaadu nallani vaadu పద్మనయనంబులవాడు కృపారసంబుపై చల్లెడివాడు ప్రేమ రాజిల్లెడి మోమువాడు మా ఉల్లము దోచుకోవచ్చే. ఓ మలియలరా మా ఉల్లము దోచుకోవచ్చే, ఓ మలియలారా మీ పొదల చాటున లేడుగదమ్మా చెప్పరే. ఎంత పరితాపం! సర్వత్రా ప్రాణతత్వాన్ని వాళ్ళు గుర్తిస్తూ వచ్చారు. మా ఉల్లము దోచుకోవచ్చే, మీ పొదల చాటున లేడుగదమ్మా. మీ పొదల చాటున ఏమైనా ఉన్నాడా? ఎక్కడ చెప్తారు ఈ పొదలు? వాటిని ప్రశ్నిస్తున్నారు గోపిక.
Gopika went on questioning these herbs all around, the dark one, the eyes without of lotus.
Manaku aneka rupamulu aneka namamulu aneka bhavamulu,
it has so many forms and so many names.
Gopikalku ye bhavamu ye rupamu edi oke krishna rupame oke krishna bhavame oke krishna drushtiye.
But Gopika had only one consciousness, Krishna consciousness, and Krishna vision, Krishna thought.
So that is what Gopika's meant for Krishna. That is how they related to Krishna. The second word is mala, which means garland. Hari is perhaps Bhagwan's beautiful way of saying dhari, and it means to wear. Or maybe Bhagwan probably uses this word because Krishna stole the garlands from the Gopikas and wore them. The fourth word is pyari, which means one who loves. Mai, the fifth word, means mother. Meera is the sixth word, another great devotee of Lord Krishna. During a trip to Kodaikanal, the hill station in Tamil Nadu in South India, Bhagwan once gave the students some pocket money and sent them for shopping. When the students returned, they showed Bhagwan the various items they had bought, and one of the students had bought an idol of Mother Meera because Bhagwan had been talking a lot about Meera and her devotion. And when this boy showed this statue to Bhagwan, Swami said, "Idi bommara Meera bai na hridayamlo undi. What you have brought is just an idol. Meera bai is in my heart." That is what came out of the divine mouth of Bhagwan. And it came so spontaneously. And that is the reason why whenever the word Meera is mentioned, you would always see Bhagwan get overwhelmed with love. The seventh word is mana. In this context, it means the heart. And the eighth word, vihari, means one who resides in. Madana is again a name of Lord Krishna, and it means the one who intoxicates us with his divine love and his divine bliss. Mohana is again a name of Lord Krishna, and it means the charming one. Muralidhari comes from Murali, which refers to the flute which he plays, and Dhari means to hold. So in this line, we describe Lord Krishna as the one who loves wearing the garlands prepared by the Gopikas, the one who resides in the heart of his greatest devotee Meera, the one who captivates all with the ethereal music that emanates from the divine flute Bansi, the one who enchants one and all. We move on to the fourth line.
కృష్ణ జై రామా కృష్ణ జై రాధా కృష్ణ జై బాలా కృష్ణ 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 జై.
The only new word here is Rama, and it refers to the incarnation of God during the Treta Yuga. One may wonder why the name Rama comes up in this Krishna bhajan. On one occasion in Dharmakshetra in Bombay, during a conversation with late Dr. John Hislop, some of the devotees found that there was water around a cardboard box. Bhagwan removed the cover of the box, and the people who were standing there saw that the box contained four saris, and the edges of these saris were wet. Bhagwan explained that he had wanted to distribute saris to some lady volunteers, and out of the 100 brought for his inspection, he took only 96, and the remaining four were replaced in the box, so that they could be returned later to the merchant. The table on which the box was placed was not close to any source of water. Moreover, Dr. Hislop and the others and Bhagwan had all been standing there for some time. From the time, Bhagwan had examined the saris one by one. And now, looking at the puzzled expression in all the faces there, Bhagwan said, "The saris are weeping. You know why? Because Swami has rejected them. Come on, now I will take them." Dr. Hislop was surprised. He said, "Swami, how could that be? Does Swami say that inanimate objects have injured feelings and they can weep?" And Bhagwan, in his inimitable divine style, gave a beautiful reply. Swami said, "Inanimate objects are also capable of feeling joy and grief. When the bridge across Lanka was built by the monkeys so that Rama could march to Ravana's kingdom where Sita was held captive, one last mountain peak was carried to the bridge site. But it was too late and there was no need for it. The mountain shed tears of anguish and news of this was quickly taken to Rama. Rama's compassion was so great that he sent word that the mountain should no longer grieve and that he would surely use it on a future occasion. And so, in the incarnation of Krishna, it was this very same mountain peak, Govardhanagiri, which young Krishna lifted on his finger to shelter the cowherds of Gokul from Indra's deluge of rain." Hearing this, Dr. Hislop said, "Swami, this great drama of Rama and Krishna and the mountain peak has been recapitulated here on this day before our very eyes. The saris came and they could not be used. They wept tears of anguish and in your compassion you relented. The rejected saris will now be used, although not for the original purpose of making gifts to the volunteers. It is the same self-same drama of ancient days played again on this day." And Bhagwan replied, saying, "Yes, it is also the same self-same Rama and the same self-same Krishna who is here today." So in this line, we sing cries of victory to the eternal divine one who incarnated as Rama and Krishna, the divine child who is the beloved of the greatest devotee, Radha. Let's move on to the last line.
Krishna Jai, Krishna Jai, Krishna Jai, Krishna Jai, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna Jai.
Here too we hail Lord Krishna with full jubilation. Our hearts are ecstatic when we say victory to Krishna, victory to our beloved Krishna.